May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 791, omitting verses 4 and 5. When deaf to every warning given, man braved the patient power of heaven, great in his anger God arose, deluged the world and drowned his foes. 791, omitting verses 4 and 5.
Let us read together from the Psalm 80 in the first chapter of Acts. Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength, and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbours, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparedst room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root. And it filled the land, the hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man, whom thou madest strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. We turn to the first chapter in the Acts of the Apostles. Commence our reading at verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. When they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said the number of names together, about 120 men and brethren. This scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost, by the mouth of David, spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us, and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Kudama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, "Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric or office let another take. Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection?" And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place." And they gave forth their lot. And the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Amen. So But Lord, we do seek thy mercy. Pray for help to call upon thee. We need the Holy Spirit, the inditing, teaching, the savour, the power, the vital knowledge, which is with thee of our need. And we pray we may have a Holy Spirit remedy for sin and guilt and all unworthiness. We pray that thou help us, Lord. Leave us not. We seek that there may be a gathering unto him in the evening hour. Lord, that thou deliver us from carking cares, things of a lower world that is vain and empty. Lord, to grant we may know that blessing of God to leave this world in spirit and worship God in spirit and in truth. Lord, do help us to plead that worthy name. Lord, we are so unworthy, we feel it day by day, that to take that name upon our lips. And Lord, because our sin is great, but to whom else shall we go? Lord, we seek thy mercy through blood. Plead that name and the power of his resurrection. Lord, to grant there may be a sweet knowledge this evening of him of whom it is recorded, he is not here, for he is risen, but in thy spirit deign to be with a few poor sinners. May we feel it too. Remember seekers, and grant, O Lord, grace to seek, and thing to begin to seek, another thing to continue. Lord, to grant that want and that need. We read of the generation that shall seek thee. We pray, Lord, there may be also deliverance to those that may need thy help to be delivered from bondage and unbelief. For any, Lord, that may be cast down, may there be a lifting up. Any, Lord, that may seem to come to the end, Lord, to grant a precious Jesus. But continue thou, we read. Remember any, Lord, that are in sickness. We think of our older friends. We do lay them at Jesus' feet. Who grants in the affliction of years there may be preparation for eternity. We pray that each of us may be ready when thou shalt call. Lord, remember the young, the little ones, children and young people, and go before them. Lord, we do seek to bring them unto thee, and pray that thou bless the Sabbath school. And remember those that are older, and do grant the fear of the Lord. We pray that thou help us, we desire to thank thee for every mercy. We would pray, Lord, for that springing up of that thankfulness in poor hearts to bless as we ought. We are thankful, but we do need the Spirit to grant to us that compunction and that help to bless the Saviour. Lord, we pray that Thou would remember us this evening and leave us not. We read, when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. We desire, Lord, to pray that Thou would return unto the churches. Surely the boar out of the wood doth waste, and we're brought low. Lord, do return. We pray for our land at this time, and we seek to bow before Thee. Great is our guilt, that Thy judgments are upon us. Lord, we would seek wisdom to bow under Thy will, and pray that Thou yet appear, could it please Thee. We desire, Lord, that Thou help us to plead for Thy mercy for us nationally, for our sovereign and our husband, and we pray for Thy mercy and Thy grace. We pray loyally, but we are sad at heart. And Lord, do remember us now as we seek to bless Thee, Lord, for Thy many mercies, and pray that yet there may be corn in Egypt in the spiritual sense. May there be something from heaven, any Lord, that may be waiting much upon Thee, or that there may be something granted, and Thy blessing may be upon it, a seal, a token. And do help us, Lord, to worship Thee. But Lord, it's not just filling the time. We need grace to worship Thee aright. Do help us, Lord, to acknowledge Thee in all our ways, and what guilt and sin belongs to us. We ask and plead that worthy, prevailing, precious, and exalted name of Jesus. We ask in that worthy name for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 350. Ye pilgrims of Zion, and chosen of God, whose spirits are filled with dismay, since ye have eternal redemption through blood, ye cannot but hold on your way. Hymn 350.
Thank you.
Much need of the Lord's help. I will direct you to the first chapter, the Acts of the Apostles. We'll read our text this evening from verse 21, the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. We read again from verse 21 to 24. Wherefore, of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection? And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias, and they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. Friends will realise that we feel to need a special help of God this evening. The words we have read for our text, the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, came suddenly on my mind without any thought at all of this chapter or any leading to it at all. And we've learned by experience not to turn away from the word that seems to be impressed upon us, although we feel our poverty in the things of God. We notice the setting of our text very briefly, that the Lord knows why we may be led to this chapter. You'll remember that this is the very sacred time immediately after the resurrection and ascension of the Lord Jesus. What savour, knowledge there was of him. What power was given to the apostles? What work and witness of the Holy Spirit was made known? How sweet the thought that the Lord was pleased to remember his church and people in the solemn matter of needing to choose, appoint, and seeking God to grant his leading and direction regarding this one that should take the place of Judas Iscariot, that most solemn character, ministered among them, but solemnly had no root at all. Very solemn character, we read many things of him. We may tremble to think of the solemn end of that man. But there was need. This is the setting of our text. There was need to pray and seek to the Lord that knew the hearts of all men, to show whether of these two that or especially. We may say in their hearts and in the great need for God to choose for them, take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell to be one of the apostle. And it seems that it did need the Lord to grant some leading in the matter for the church. Indeed, it must be so. It strikes me it's time to engage ministers, and perhaps there are other matters that may occupy the hearts of the friends I know nothing of whatsoever. But we read here of a choice that God made for them. He gave their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias. He was numbered with the 11 apostles. And there's teaching a need to consider the oracles of God when it comes to that these things that have to be dealt with in the tender fear of the Lord. Do not intend to speak very long from the setting of our text. We feel it right to speak from the setting of a text if it's, it may be laid upon us. And so the words in our text belong to the church of God as Jesus is first and last. As he is wisdom, righteousness, sanctification and redemption. As he is the head of the church. That glorious one that is now appointed in that glorious abode for the church of God to present their petitions unto him and seek for grace to know his will in all things. We do well, friends, to seek for the Lord to make things clear without looking at man. And that there are lessons in the Old Testament about that. But we must clear our grounds. Our need is to speak of him with whom we have read here the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. At that time that there were those that continued. Those that very evidently, which of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John, climbing up some other way, unto that same day that he was taken up, from the company, from those that we can say God's heart, God's grace had touched, there was to be that appointing, as God may grant that falling out unto the furtherance of the gospel. It speaks here of the apostles. But then we desire to speak from this word in the sweetness of it, but how we need the Lord. Wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. There's something so sacred about that. I've never seen it before, never preached from it. If it's something, oh, I would seek to speak of that sacred truth. May the Lord return and grant a little of that sweet knowledge of him. The time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. There may be a few thoughts, so the Lord may help me. Friends, can there be a better subject than the Lord Jesus going in and out among his people? Now, where is it? Well, it's in poor sinners' hearts by his Spirit. And let's be ever so clear. The whole matter of a choice here that fell to the Church of God was to be appointed and directed only by the Spirit of God. I believe it seems impressed upon me to speak of this truth, the Lord Jesus, going in and out among us, in one particular sacred and glorious way, and that is as he was anointed. You've been reminded of it in the vestry. Let me direct you to that third chapter of Matthew. We want to come to the crux of the matter. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Lo, the heavens were opened unto him. Well, that's a good word, isn't it? The poor, needy sinners. And even gates can open unto him, can't they? We need it in our hearts. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That is where we must lay this foundation truth. The Lord Jesus was so sweetly anointed by the Blessed Spirit in that perfect and sacred unity in the Trinity. But oh, the man. Friends, what he is to poor, needy sinners, to his church, especially when wisdom is needed. Oh, is he not that one that is anointed and the Blessed Spirit makes known the will of God? How we need it. And we cannot get beyond this foundation truth in the opening up of our text. It was by the Spirit. And it's the same today. This same Jesus, anointed. Oh, and how needful that is, that he may be pleased to go in and out among us by his Blessed Spirit. And that's what we need, isn't it? Personally, it's what we need in the churches for the malady. We've read much of that malady in that 80th Psalm. The text seemed to direct me to that verse, let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, even Jesus. Upon the Son of Man, whom thou madest strong for thyself, let thy hand be upon the Son of Man. Indeed, for guilt and sin and shame, where can a sinner find a cure but in the Lamb of God for sinners slain? Oh, let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand. Oh, when I think of the need of the Spirit to direct us to this man of God's right hand, even Jesus. And thou madest strong for thyself. No, we haven't been led to speak this evening from that text, but it's very much in the truth before us. The Lord Jesus going in and out among us. What a time. Sweet times, aren't they? The Lord Jesus is pleased. Going in and out among his people. Oh, well might we say, let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand. And to go in and out among his people. You know, it's a right to gather in God's house. I stand upon it with all respect and rights presenting of ourselves. But, you know, it's in the heart, isn't it? That's where the Lord goes in and out. Among the churches, it's hearts touched. Only God can touch hearts, do you believe it? Little band of men whose hearts God had touched. You know, it's not copying religion, it's not accruing it. It might be right to study and go to college and so on, but nevertheless, we believe the Spirit of God is not confined to the men of learning. He may take the most ignorant one of all. He has done. It was a good man, Mr. James, I remember. It's a stone breaker in the roads, and God blessed the man. Oh, he could preach Christ. I think he knew the hardness of his heart as well. He takes the fool. He doesn't leave them in foolishness. But, friends, the matter is sovereign. And it is according to God's will to appoint and choose and to make known whom he will. But oh, there must be those marks of being with Jesus and deliverance from the law and a knowledge of the words of the Lord Jesus so much. Without me you can do nothing. Oh, it's that daily knowledge of that, isn't it? The Lord's people know. But I must hasten, to be helped to speak of this word, not only in the choosing of the servants of God, as we have noticed, and whatever may be the exercise concerning I know not at all if there is an exercise for a pastoral, but may God provide. I must pass on. The time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. Now really, it's a word that directs us to the Lord's past dealings, the work of the Spirit. And well, it is, if the Holy Spirit in that sacred way has delivered poor sinners and brought them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. That's a good time, isn't it, when the Lord Jesus goes in and out and blesses this one and that one. Sovereign, gracious way. That's a good time, isn't it? We read in the scriptures, the set time to favour Zion is come. How we rejoice with those that rejoice and weep with those that weep. And then there's sweet experience, isn't there? The time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. Let me direct you to the time of espousals. The time when that the Lord's love was so sweetly felt. What a sacred time. When you came up the house of God, it seemed to be something for you. Every service, there was manna from heaven. And oh, it was the presence of the Lord Jesus. Perhaps encompassed and full of this world, and yet as soon as the Lord was pleased to come, oh, what a deliverance, what liberty. Friends, that's a good time, isn't it? When the Lord is pleased to visit his people and grant a little sacred knowledge of our text, the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. And think of it experimentally. It's only him, isn't it? And those souls, perhaps, that have had their sweetest blessings in their greatest trials. The time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, bound up the wounds which sin had made. Comforted hearts, comfort ye my people, saith your God. And the blessed Spirit takes the things of Jesus, the oil and the wine of the gospel, applies it. What a patched job, is it? Friends, the matter is this, he poured it in. Speaking to a dear saint of God today, speaking of those times, I never told him my text at all. I'm very careful not to speak of that, but if it's a heart blended with heart that the Lord's dealing, and the man was full in speaking of the way the Lord brought him to know his will concerning him. I felt it to be confirming to my text. I wondered about it. The time when the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. Have you got some of those times to look back on? Oh, his love and, oh friends, it was knowledge. That's what I desire to preach experimentally. And something known and felt. A knowledge of sin. Deeply. Not only as much as God may teach, though. Some may have to say, convince me of my sin and lead to Jesus' blood. To my wondering view, reveal the secret love of God, that something must be known and felt. You know, the Spirit teaches Christ. If we know him, then we shall certainly be led into repentance over sin. There'll be a knowledge of Sinai and more of Christ. None teacheth like him. And then there is that application of those refreshing times from the presence of the Lord. That's what we need, isn't it? Think of it perhaps with some that have now to walk in the deserts and the wilderness journey. Were there not those times when the Lord was precious unto you, therefore which believe he is precious? Remember that especially. In my young days, oh how precious he was. I had many fears about being baptized. And that text is like the River Jordan. It kept overflowing and making crooked places straight and rough places plain. The love of Christ. Oh, how precious that time when the Lord is pleased to grant knowledge of Himself. It draws, doesn't it? Poor sinners unto Him. Now, there may be many, many trials and many sorrows, many afflictions, but there's a drawing unto Him. Therefore I have drawn thee from bondage and also from all those carking cares and sorrows, and you can see the Lord Jesus, and then you can see the way. Although the path may be rugged, looking, isn't it, unto Jesus. And then I think of those that may just need the Lord this evening and can't speak. There's no words of the time of love. We have the promise of it in the hymn. The time of love will come. Some may say this evening, well, you've gone right over my head. And I feel to be the poorest. I feel to be the most ignorant of all. I can neither repent, nor live, nor believe, nor do anything of myself. Friends, what a good matter that is. Such are those that are brought under the sound of the gospel. If so be, there may be hope. And to whom else shall we go? Now, let me come to the truth in the text. I think of the Lord Jesus upon the earth, in all his sacred suitability, in his Godhead, in all the truth of that anointing. How many sermons and what healings, wonderful works, and also what truths were said of him, none speaketh, when the Pharisees went to him, they said, never man spake like this man. But you know, we read that many went back and walked no more with him. I believe that there is in the word that the Lord may appoint, that sweet knowledge of the Lord Jesus be made known, and to grant a little of that knowledge of the Lord Jesus, where four of these men which have accompanied with us all the time, that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. Seems I must just dwell there a little. Perhaps there are those that do need the Lord to make their way plain. Need the Lord to go before them. Need the Lord especially, perhaps. The Lord knows. Well, I must come very especially to this chapter and the verses towards the end of this chapter. Wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. Let me speak from this word. Oh, the Lord grant some sacred knowledge of this truth. The Lord being with his people. The Lord going before them. The Lord granting that knowledge of him going in and out among his people. Something very sacred about it. The Lord, life and glory, the Lord Jesus, going in and out among his people. It seems that there is something very needful about the Lord go in with his people. As we read the Lord going up, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. But then we must dwell here. The time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. I want to speak from it like this. It is that time when the Lord is especially pleased to go with his people. The Lord make his goodness and mercy to pass before us. And perhaps there are some this evening, there's one thing they do need, that the Lord to go with them. They do need the Lord to direct them, to be with them, perhaps in those special times when help is needed, when the Lord is pleased to grant a little the knowledge of him, Christ Jesus, the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. But I must swiftly come to this verse. It is perhaps necessary for me to speak from this word with regard to the Lord and his appointments and his way in which he will make himself known. The Lord Jesus going in and out among us. Oh, friends, it's so vital to consider this, that the Lord to be like that shepherd of old, leading his sheep, going on, directing them in his fear. Perhaps we must speak of it like this. The Lord Jesus, being pleased to direct our hearts by his grace, and to lead and direct us in his way, in the fear of the Lord. Well, I must speak a few things from this verse. Are there not those times when the Lord is pleased to make himself known and to reveal himself to the hearts of his people? The time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. I must come a little further. Here we have that looking back to those times when the Lord was pleased to go in and out among his people. Surely the matter is this: we need the Spirit of God to return. We need the Lord to grant us true and real repentance unto life. We need the Lord to grant that application, that the word to the heart, the Lord to grant some knowledge of the Lord Jesus to his dear people waiting for the Lord to appear, to make himself known. But I must speak a little further. We do need the Lord to direct us. Wherefore of these men, which have comforted with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us? Or are there those times when the Lord has been pleased to grant that lifting up of the Lord Jesus in the hearts of his people? When that dear man is lifted up in a poor sinful heart, and oh how grace abounds, how needful his precious blood, needful that dear man, how we think of it in these verses. Lord, to have the Lord Jesus going in and out among his people, and to direct them and to lead them, and perhaps in another way, almost speak from this word. What does it mean, going in and out among us? Well, friends, it's those things that only God can do. Only things that please him. Only those things that the Lord can do for his dear people. Oh, those matters which belong to the Lord and have to be left in his hands, perhaps with the dear man that said, Lord, I'm oppressed. Undertake for me. And then there are a few things to notice. The Lord may direct me. That there's a choice in these verses. Wherefore are these men which have comforted with us? We do need the Lord to direct our thoughts in this first chapter. But there's a matter of this choosing that seems to return upon my mind. Which of these two hast thou chosen? That they both accompanied the disciples. And it was a matter that had to be brought before the Lord, the judge of all the earth. And surely, friends, it needed, didn't it, the Lord himself to go in and out among them to make the way known, in a special need of wisdom and grace. That's the burden this evening. It seems to return. The time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. And oh, how needful he is in the church. Friends, we live in solemn, terrible days. The men do what they think and will not do what they ought. There's this dreadful spirit that prevails, the pride that I must pass on. But now, there's a time when the Lord is pleased to grant this knowledge of himself going in and out. Now, when it's so, what liberty there is, isn't there, at the throne of grace? What access, that's a good word, isn't it? Access. Now what exercises of mind, and that then the Spirit is pleased to take of the things of Jesus. And sometimes there's a following on. And there is a knowledge that the Lord is pleased to go in and out, bring a word. And sometimes it's good when there is a continuum by the Spirit. And friends, Jesus is the sum of it. I've got no confidence in a lot of learning, right as it may be. It's when the Lord goes in and out among his people that there's a poor broken down sinner. And the Lord comes and says, Zacchaeus, come down. I must abide at thy house. All wretched and undone and guilty and poor. And then there are those matters which proceed. Thinking of that man, that how the Lord Jesus went in and out among the poor. Blessed are ye poor. It's a good word, isn't it? Think of it in the gospel. How dependent we seem to be, I hope so, upon the Lord. Going in and out among them. Let me direct you. The Lord, he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn, whatever it may be, that brings you to the dear Redeemer. Now he's pleased, isn't he, to be with the poor and the needy. To this man will I look, him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. And what sacred sermons did he preach? I think that well-known Sermon on the Mount. What precious truths were spoken. And then there's the lepers. He went in and out among them, all defiled by sin, saying, unclean, unclean. One of them that was healed went back, didn't he? The Lord Jesus had been in and out among them, but only one returned to give thanks and to glorify his God. But he went in and out among them, friends, doing good. But it's the souls that he renewed. It's those that followed, those dear women that followed him. We read so much of them. In the New Testament, and those that came to the sepulchre, and on the way they said, who shall roll us away the stone? Hearts so cast down, but still they pressed, as it were, toward the mark. Still they came. And the angel said, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified, that went in and out among you. And there's that seeking, love, desire, but much sorrow. It seemed as if the Lord was taken from them forever. And then he met them, coming in and out among them, and said, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet. Reminds me of Jacob when he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Oh, those characters. Dear Peter, beginning to sink. Three words there that belong to those souls that God has renewed. They soon begin to sink. Fear to rise no more. And the Lord Jesus went walking on the sea. That's a very sacred part, isn't it? Going in and out among them. He rides prosperously because of truth and meekness. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. And sometimes he's with his people, but he doesn't answer all their petitions. And sometimes they have to walk through the valley. But even there, the Lord is pleased to grant a good word. They go with dear David. I want to just notice David before I leave the matter. But just turn firstly to that well-known psalm. He restoreth my soul. Going in and out among his people. Now do you know that? So lame and undone. Feel to have sinned away all his grace, and fit only to be consumed. He restoreth my soul. Oh, it's his name, isn't it? Precious blood, a word in season. The vital knowledge of him. Oh, And if he did not go in and out among poor sinners, where would we be? Now, friends, the gospel speaks of those that have been with Jesus, but not without their trials and sorrows, many, many things. Now, the Lord, he searches their heart, and he tries heart. We need to be consistent by his grace. But we need to be found amongst those where we need him. Needs a heart upright in his fear, not to pick and choose. Oh, the matter is this. Friends, here is the one that is pleased to go in and out among his people. May there be trophies. May the Lord bless souls. May the Lord grant that knowledge of himself. Now, I'd want to, just thinking of David in the vestry. I turn with you to that chapter in the 1 Samuel, chapter 16. It seemed to come on my mind in the vestry. How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn. There was a choice to be made. Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite. For I have provided me a king. He has indeed, hasn't he? I provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? Call Jesse to the sacrifice. And he said, peaceably, I am come. And it came to pass, when they were come, he looked on Eliab and said, surely, creature wisdom, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart, as he goes in and out among his people. And Jesse called Abinadab, and so on. Neither hath the Lord chosen this, and Shammah, neither hath the Lord chosen this, and seven sons to pass. And Samuel said, the Lord hath not chosen these. He said, are here all thy children? He said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth a sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for he will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him. He was ruddy and with all of a beautiful countenance. Now really that belongs to the Lord Jesus, doesn't it? And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward, and it would be known. And so Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. The Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. Now, we just leave that account, for it seemed to be in our text a little. The Lord Jesus going in and out among his people. We do need that anointing, friend. But we need it from him. And we do desire that the Lord may be glorified by that anointing. That the Lord Jesus might be that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. Now, it's a very, very poor sermon. That's what I've had to bring, and my desire is that the Lord Jesus might be magnified in poor, broken sinners' hearts. And there may be some direction which only God can give. Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether these two thou hast chosen. Just leave a few broken remarks. May God indeed forgive all spoken amiss. Amen.
Willing, Mr. Henry Mercer is expected to preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Sayers next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 199. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, O fix me on it, mount of God's unchanging love. 199.
Lord, to remember our young friend that we bring before Thee, the tempter may be near. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with you all. Amen.